Mira and Harper Audio present Would You Rather by Allison Ashley, read by Courtney Patterson. For Amber and Franson, for being the first to encourage me to keep writing. 1. Mia Adrian stared at her phone screen, wondering what in the hell she'd just read. Noah. Would you rather, text message edition. Daily messages with strange animal facts or positive affirmations? What kind of question was that? She frowned and leaned one elbow on the arm of her chair before tapping out a one-handed response. Mia. What? Noah. It's a question. Would you rather receive daily animal facts or positive affirmations? Mia. Neither? Noah. Both it is. Mia. Don't you dare. A banner appeared at the top of her screen, alerting her to a message from an unknown number. When I breathe, I inhale confidence and exhale timidity. She groaned and waited, hoping for some additional message that would give her instructions to opt out of whatever service he'd just signed her up for. Her gaze darted to her computer screen for a second, then back to the phone. Nothing. Would she seriously get something like this every day? How the hell was she supposed to stop them? The text alert dinged again. Another unfamiliar number. Elephants are the only animal that can't jump. She pressed a fist to her forehead. Mia, I'm going to kill you. Noah, should have done it before you taped a banana under my desk. I've been wondering what the smell was for days. She couldn't help the laugh bubbling up and glanced around to make sure no clients were around. Noah might be her best friend, but they teased each other at the office like elementary school rivals. She liked her job, but it was still work, and their games usually helped her get through until 5 o'clock. This, though, this was her personal cell phone. He'd taken it one step too far. Mark my words, Noah Agnew. I'll get you back for this. Yet another chirp sounded, but this wasn't a text message. It was the alert reminding her she needed to leave in 15 minutes for her weekly infusion appointment. She smiled at the thought that followed. Thursday meant a trip to the infusion center, but more importantly, it also meant chicken wings for dinner. She closed her eyes and leaned back in her chair. What would it be today? Louisiana rub? Lemon pepper? Maybe she'd go wild and try the mango habanero. They all sounded good, but which sounded best? When it came to food, chicken wings in particular, Mia didn't mess around. You're thinking about chicken wings, aren't you? Mia's eyes popped open and she lurched to a sitting position. Noah stood on the other side of her desk, arms folded across his broad chest. He had on the baby blue dress shirt. Blue always had been her favorite color on him. She'd told him so no less than 50 times. And yet he only wore the hue once a month, maybe not even that often. She didn't mention the ridiculous text messages. Best to let him think they didn't bother her that much and get him back when he least expected it. She flicked invisible lint from her black skirt. It's Thursday, is it not?
It is, but even if it wasn't, I'd still know. Nothing else puts that look on your face.
What look is that, exactly? He slid his hands into his pockets.
Pure, unadulterated longing. I've never seen anything like it.
Only every Thursday for the last 9 years. She leaned forward and dropped her elbows to the desk. It's your fault, you know. You're the one who introduced me to them.
Noah reached out and moved her nameplate several inches to the left.
It drove her crazy.
No matter. She'd rearrange the items on his desk tomorrow morning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?